in the limelight.
The futile efforts made by the Trumpsters who advocate a doctrine of permanent war, as well as their technological dictatorships who try to push their opponents under the bus by supporting the post-colonial status quo, will go nowhere. Their dream of containing China into submission, dominating the world in financial and economic terms, and ensuring that Beijing would never challenge their agenda will never come true. Here is a final reminder at the global level. The current spat with China, including the large-scale tariffs and sanctions against Chinese companies and officials, the sabotage of the global economy, and the ramification on global supply chains, is a perfect smokescreen, a control mechanism and desperate effort to prevent America's inevitable decline in technological and economic terms. We are prepared for you an interesting article written by staff writers of Iran's English-language website, Fars News Agency. The piece is titled, On Trump's New Measures Against China. Please stay with us for more. U.S. President Donald Trump has once again issued a series of accusations against the Chinese government, accusing them of destroying American industry, of stealing important industrial secrets. He had also announced the U.S. pullout from the World Health Organization, WHO, accusing China of controlling the WHO. This is leading to banning some foreign nationals and restrictions on Chinese students. The big topic, though, is China's recent policy shift in Hong Kong, which Donald Trump and other U.S. officials say meant that Hong Kong is no longer to be considered autonomous for the sake of U.S. law, and will lose also its special status treatment related to its autonomy. This is also going to mean the U.S. limiting Hong Kong's access to U.S. technologies. This is mostly just a continuation of U.S. acrimony against China, which is leading to their worst relationship in decades, and warnings of a new Cold War. Make no mistake, China will impose some retaliatory measures against the United States over this. While some of this is likely to be reflected in more trade disputes, the U.S. naval operations in the South China Sea continue to risk military confrontations as well. Donald Trump accused China of illegally claiming parts of the Pacific Ocean. More U.S. ships approaching China claim islands is almost certain to lead to China confronting them. What that leads to remains to be seen. No doubt Donald Trump and his administration officials are lying about their true intentions. The vast majority of their geopolitical intentions remains completely in the shadows and is never subjected to meaningful examination, which only increases the chances of regional uncertainties and catastrophic consequences. However, behind the clouds, Washington's containment goals are wishes, being fought for the worst possible reasons. The tussle is just a wish, without a definite and practical outcome. It comes from the egos of a decaying hegemonic power and a narcissistic president that don't live in a reality-based universe. History shows us that those who launch regional frictions and wars are always defeated. History also tells us that China can protect itself in any escalating conflict. It could simply go beyond tariffs to increase pressure on the United States by using rare earths. The biggest holder of US government debt, with about $1.12 trillion, could also dump US treasuries. It shouldn't escape attention that if Chinese President Xi Jinping ordered Beijing to target the US economy in this way, It would do so, and were that to happen, there could be little doubt about the ultimate negative outcome for the United States. It would upset American markets and push up interest rates and borrowing costs in the United States. President Donald Trump and his neocon faction should stop highlighting the positive aspects of their new measures. They are overblown. The pointless tussle is far less about national security and fair trade and much more about power and political hegemony. The futile efforts made by the Trumpsters, who advocate a doctrine of permanent war, as well as their technological dictatorships, who try to push their opponents under the bus by supporting the post-colonial status quo, will go nowhere. Their dream of containing China into submission, dominating the world in financial and economic terms, and ensuring that Beijing would never challenge their agenda will never come true. Here is a final reminder at the global level. The current spat with China, including the large-scale tariffs and sanctions against Chinese companies and Chinese officials, the sabotage of the global economy, and the ramifications on the global supply chain is a perfect smokescreen. A control mechanism and desperate effort to prevent America's inevitable decline in technological and economic terms. This and other desperate attempts will progress in various ways and forms until Donald Trump, who has transformed the rules of the game and set up the United States for a spectacular fall with lies, misleading claims and ambitious agendas, wins electorally in 2020. Only the willfully ignorant expect that some odd deal will arrive in time to stop the inevitable and the ensuing backlash from happening. Moreover, the United States has imposed sanctions on 33 Chinese companies and institutions, putting them on so-called entity lists as it dials up the hostility during the lowest point in U.S.-China relations in decades. According to a statement by the U.S. Department of Commerce, 24 government institutions and Chinese companies were placed on the first list for supporting procurement of items for military end use in China. The latest sanctions add to the litany of grievances between the two largest economies on Earth, as the jostling from almost 2 years of U.S.-China trade war extended into disputes in technology and cybersecurity, access to Wall Street's capital market, and even to the origin of the current coronavirus pandemic. As always, there are many reasons for the latest gambit in Washington. The United States frequently accuses countries, including, for example, China, that protect their citizens against destructive, fraudulent governments and terrorists. The U.S. imposes sanctions or threatens those countries with economic boycotts should they not accept its self-serving views and narratives on these internal issues. The United States is the only country in the world that attempts to strong-arm other countries, its so-called enemies in particular, into accepting its foreign policy views on the proxies it supports, including separatists and deposed puppets and dictators. In this case, the United States is more than willing to support the separatist currents in Hong Kong and in Taiwan. The U.S. chides friends and foes for alleged spying and human rights violations, but consistently and deliberately refuses to acknowledge and address its own dismal record of spying on almost all other nations and its own citizens and human rights violations, as well as those of its allies, such as Israel and Saudi Arabia. For instance, the United States uses differing measures to falsely claim that Saudi-led allies are not violating human rights law when they massacre civilians in an illegal war in Yemen. The United States uses the same rhetoric when Israeli regime murders unarmed Palestinian protesters. The U.S. refuses to address or agree with the outspoken critics like the United Nations Human Rights Council, like Amnesty International, UNICEF, Human Rights Watch, and other human rights groups and aid agencies that believe America's attitude towards international law and international humanitarian law, including its fight against International Criminal Court, ICC, its indiscriminate bombing runs in Afghanistan, in Iraq and in Syria, and also in Yemen, or its inconsistent application of the Geneva Conventions presents a serious threat to the international community. All of this and more are the reasons why China is reacting with great concern to the way the United States tries to justify its latest sanctions against Chinese entities. Beijing has vowed to shield the Chinese government institutes and companies sanctioned by the United States over alleged human rights violations. After all, President Donald Trump refuses to abandon his anti-China rhetoric and found a path to the White House through a campaign marked by racism and xenophobia. He's not going to respect and promote human rights in China or elsewhere, much less uphold America's trade deal obligations with China. In the prevailing environment, it's a waste of time for Beijing to urge Washington to reverse its decision and stop stretching the concept of national security to meddle in China's internal affairs and harm China's interests. Washington is deliberately pushing both sides to the brink of a new Cold War.